Shame on, by the way, shame on any U.S. company like U.S. Steel to be able to do that. Shame on
our country for allowing it to happen.
100%.
You know, Clinton sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. I thought they were our enemy. It was, my God, Russia. Just prior to Trump, we were giving Russia all kinds of things, right? All right, welcome back to the Financial Guys podcast, and Merry Christmas to everybody. Those that don't listen to the radio show won't catch us on Saturday, but certainly you should every Saturday, 1 to 3. But thank you for downloading and listening to the podcast. We appreciate it, and if you haven't done so already, check out our app. I'll plug that right in the beginning. The Financial Guys app, you can catch our Morning Mics program. You can catch all of our podcasts, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Spiraza doing some incredible interviews. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, our radio show every single Saturday. You can stream our radio show live through the app, and you'll hear our commercials and the things that we want to play as opposed to some of the, you know, whatever other commercials they throw in there sometimes when you're listening on other apps, right? Yeah. So when you listen to other apps, oftentimes they throw in their own stuff, but not our funny stuff that I think is really good.
And
so
it's funny.
Check out the app. Yeah. You can download it from Apple Store, Android, so whatever. We're funny, yeah.
We're funny.
Good stuff.
Somebody sent us actually a nice note, said we were like top 10 comedians in areas. I don't know if that was sarcastic.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you.
I don't know if it was sarcastic or good. I think it was good.
You guys are funny clowns. Yeah. No, it's you have to laugh at a lot of this stuff because otherwise you'd cry. I mean, it's this stuff is you know, oftentimes just, you know, you have to shake your head with half the stuff going.
Yeah, this is a new one. New York Post. I sent it to you. Humans may be fueling global warming by breathing.
Oh, well, we better stop doing that.
Yes.
When Elon Musk says, once you see it, you can't unsee it. Yeah. You know, it's the extinctionists versus the humanists, right? The people that believe in a growing pie and that there's, you know, enough resources to sustain a growing, you know, the fact that we need a growing population to support some of the, you know,
the social program
that we've created, right?
Yeah. Those are going to collapse
But there's this other group of people, right? Can't have oil and gas, can't have cars, stop breathing. I mean, they want,
my favorite is
Bill Gates out there saying we need a smaller population and saying, here, try this vaccine.
That's right. That's right.
It's crazy.
My favorite is they wear plastic glasses. They've got their nice coats on. They've got their iPhones in their hand. And they're like, we need to get rid of oil. Like, they have no clue.
Right.
That oil has been every part of that, right? I do have an idea for this.
Right?
I do have an idea for this. Let's start with the Democrats. You stop breathing first.
Right?
Hold your breath. Hold your breath as long as you want. And then, you know,
I tell you what, they're the biggest offenders. They never shut up. They're just flapping at the gums constantly. And they're yelling most of the time. They're always protesting. All that yelling and protesting certainly must be putting more CO2 into the environment than I am.
Does seem like the liberal Democrats have more private jets than the conservative Republicans. Well, that's for sure.
Very true. Well, when conservative Republicans get in, they usually get an IRS audit and an FBI investigation.
Did you see, we may have played it, but it was the Bill Gates interview where they were talking about his carbon footprint. He goes, mine certainly is a lot. Like you own two jets. Doesn't that seem a little bit hypocritical? Well, I know, but you know, it's for the betterment of everybody as I fly around and try to save you.
That's right. Yeah. They want you gone. This is the open agenda. What's crazy to me is that this is the open agenda of organizations like the World Economic Forum.
Wide open.
They want to decrease the population for a more sustainable planet. In their view, Earth is the victim.
Yep.
And we as humanity are the perpetrators,
right?
We're the evil beings on the Earth that are crushing the planet. You know, we're just bad.
Just,
I mean, we're
not
bad.
Enough
the humans are bad.
Not enough abortions going on.
Yeah, we gotta end more, right? But Elon Musk is right. This is a fight between the people that are the destructionists, the extinctionists, the nihilists, whatever you want to call them, the ones that want us gone. I mean, it's amazing. I see we got stuff going on behind. We got Ann. The dog went by before. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever the people are listening to can't see. But anyway.
We do have a little Chewini in the podcast.
Little Chewini.
Room.
Yeah. I thought maybe she was going after the Chewini, but she's
trying to make her into a mascot. And I think it was Carly. We were at the Christmas party, and I'm like, she came up with this really cool little version of Mo. I said, oh my God, if you can get that to talk, I mean, that's the chameleon.
That's the Geico lizard.
I'm like, if we can get her to talk, we could, it'll be a successful run for us.
Speaking of that, I don't know if I sent this to you, but the newest application of artificial intelligence and what they're able to do for the medical universe is unbelievable. They have this woman who had a stroke, sadly, and this has happened to many loved ones. I have an aunt in the nursing home right now who has lost, for the most part, her ability to speak. I mean, she can communicate, but I wouldn't really call it having a full conversation, right? They took this woman who had a stroke 8 or 10 years ago, and they've implanted this, like, it looks like they just basically plug in a guitar cord to her head. It's amazing.
Crazy.
But it feeds into a computer screen that's an avatar. She can talk.
Wow.
She can communicate. She could. Her kids are like, this is the first time we've had a full conversation with her in 8 years. It's a miracle.
Well, this
it's
is some
unbelievable.
Of the, some of the advancements that's going to happen with this AI technology. And just really what's happening is Glenn figures out this, and now I can take that data and extrapolate it faster than I've ever been able to do before, right? Instead of 10 years, it's now taking me 10 minutes. Pretty amazing.
It's just amazing.
Who knows where it all ends up? Hopefully it all ends up for the better, right? I always say, like, life to me is like a battery, right? You have to have a positive. There's always negatives. I mean, every time you have a positive, there's a negative. We came out with the car. That was a positive. What happened? Well, if you were a buggy wick manufacturer, you got hurt, right? There was a negative, right? The hope is that more people make more money and move into that direction, and the world benefits, right? You just got to really hope. And that's and for those, by the way, that say, oh my God, this is going to end up terrible. It could. It might, right?
But
guess what?
Yeah.
It's coming, man.
it's coming either way.
Right.
Well, on that side of it, the AI has the ability to program other AI.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at now.
Right.
And that is the Terminator
it's
level,
scary.
Right? Where it is scary. To me, that's the big negative. Mm. Not that people are going to lose their jobs.
No, right.
They
own us. Yeah.
You know, Skynet controlling the universe, right?
There's bad people get good technology, right? That's the other part of it.
That's true, too.
Right?
But the amazing advancements in medical, I mean, when I heard her speak and the avatar talking, and now she's going to go and become a counselor to help other people with this implant that I've had. It's amazing.
Yeah, well,
you've taken somebody who has lost the complete quality of life and you've restored it.
Yeah. And,
I mean, for the most part, amazing.
And think about this, with AI and with the advancements in technology, they're going to take that and make it smaller and bigger and better.
Oh, yeah.
And before you know it, it's going to be a 15-minute in and out procedure.
Right.
With a little chip. You know, the same thing is true. My family has gone through it's called hereditary spastic paralysis. Less than 10,000 people have it in the country. The good news is it does seem to be – it's hereditary, right? And it does seem to be petering itself out. But I'm reading up all the time on, all right, what are some of the new advancements? Because it's neurological. Nerves die in your spinal cord little by little by little, right?
Right.
But if you look at MS as an example and the advancements they've made on MS, which is similar but different, you know, there's hope. Like, holy cow, right? How are they going to be able to regenerate some of this stuff? And with MS, there was a patient now when I was a kid. Name was Lorraine. Her name is Lorraine. She was wheelchair bound, couldn't move at all. Picking her up, you know, my parents would take her once a month to the MS meetings. That was our Sunday, you know, and it was like a party, but it was, you know, get together for everybody. And this is about 6 years ago. I went to the Christmas party and she walked in. And
wow.
I mean, talk about somebody being in a wheelchair for decades,
wow.
Glenn, and walked in and was like,
amazing.
Holy crap. So some of the stuff is just unreal.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
It's so exciting. I cannot wait for the next 5 years. Is going to be absolutely amazing in the advancements things that we can do, as long as the government stays out of the way.
That's right.
And you're already hearing the government go, wow, we want to have complete and control over all AI and yada, yada, yada. They're already starting to put a framework in place.
Yeah.
The reason when you look at, you know, the last, let's say, 20, 30 years, when you look at what industry has done the best, right? Last 30 years, you can say, what is the industry that has flourished the most, right? Arguably, we'd say technology, right? Mm-hmm. You'd have to say technology. Between all the companies that were created, from Google to you know, Amazon, all these different, you know, the ability, it's changed people's life. Technology and the advance and how fast it's changed over the last, say, you know, 25 years or 30 years or so, it really is amazing. Part of that is because the government didn't overly regulate technology, right? They didn't get, you know, outside of, you know, planting FBI and deep state agents at Facebook.
They didn't need to.
For the most part.
they didn't need to.
But for the most part, you know, they didn't have onerous regulations like they do on banking and energy and, you know, finance. And,
pharmaceutical.
And, you know, pharmaceuticals and all these, like, you know, massive amounts of hoops and bureaucracy and regulations, construction, everything.
Yep.
Everything except for technology. And so what flourishes the most? Well, technology does. And I just hope that, you know, the government doesn't step in and decide that they're now going to, you know, play a huge part in helping out.
Well,
right?
They might now that Elon's trying to make it more fair.
Well, right. Certainly. Yeah. Well, that's part of the reason I think they're wading into it. Right. They're starting to wade into that area. So
that's the threat. Unreal. No doubt about it. Well, just the good news is we start out with the New York Post. Stop breathing. I mean, you're causing.
Yeah, just stop breathing. You'll be all right. Yeah, you'll be all right.
You're causing global warming, and it's not good for everybody. So sorry about that.
I don't know who they think are going to pay the taxes for their giant social programs that they have. And
they truly don't care. They don't understand it. I'm convinced a huge chunk of them are – their heart is in the right spot. A huge chunk of them.
Their brain is clearly not, right?
And I've said this before. Look, at like there's parents who just – all right, if you give your child everything, right? You do that because, like, your heart's in the right spot, right? You love your child, right? But if you never, ever discipline them, if you never give them the tools to be able to succeed on their own, it's going to end up bad, right? And that's a lot of, like, I really do believe a lot of these Democrats, their heart's in the right spot. Like, you know, we want to stop homelessness, but they're making it worse. It's like, I want my child to be a good student, but Billy doesn't want to come home and study, so screw it. Don't worry about it, Billy. It's not your fault, right? I'm going to study for you. I'll write the paper for you, right? It just doesn't end up good. And unfortunately, we know that, right? Like, we see the results of some of this stuff, and they just can't help it. Again, there's a group of them who are scumbags, who understand it's a business, who understand they're making millions of dollars pretending to help the poor and the middle class. But there's a huge group of these people that are just loving. They're just they do care, and they just won't look at the results.
But there are people that are some of these kids now have never been confronted. They've never been challenged, right? Everything in school, if Billy says 2 + 2 = 5, then by golly, it's 5, right? And, you know, don't, God forbid, you hurt their feelings. I have a video here I'll play. This is an example of this, okay? This girl basically calls all men misogynists, and then the host of the show asks her to just define misogyny. She literally starts to cry and says she wants to go home and she leaves. Have you seen this?
No,
it's unbelievable.
She's a victim.
She's right. Obviously, this is somebody never been confronted before, right? Never been questioned. She's just like so many of these folks, just repeating the Democrat talking points. Yeah. Men are misogynist, period. That's what it is. You don't even know what it is.
No, they've been brainwashed. The institution.
Quick video here. Amazing.
Okay, you guys are all just like really misogynistic.
How do you define misogyny?
Can't answer. Doesn't even know what it means. Now she starts to cry. Can't answer. She wants to leave.
I'm just asking how you define misogyny.
I mean, he's not being confrontational.
No. Yeah, what's her definition of it?
No idea. She has no idea what it even means. Now she wants to go home.
Now mentally ill. Mentally ill. I've been given a trophy.
That's her response. Can I go?
Are you okay? Like, do you want... you want to go as in leave?
Can I please go home?
Look, if you want to leave, you can leave. I was hoping we could continue having a conversation, but
and she's gone. I mean, just unreal,
right?
Right? You just called all men misogynistic, and you can't even define the term.
That's right.
Like, go get a Webster's dictionary, kid.
Yeah.
Like, but you're, to your point, like, this is the product of parenting.
Yeah.
Where this child has probably never, ever been confronted on her ideas. All men are misogynistic. Power, you go, girl, right?
That's right. I mean,
as opposed to a parent going, well, explain what you mean by that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how do you come that? Let's talk it through, right?
You didn't get a trophy.
It's not right to label everybody in a group, right?
Yep.
Unless you're liberal.
You didn't get a trophy.
Kidding.
You didn't get a trophy in soccer today. Yeah. Why didn't you? Well, it's because you weren't practicing. You know what I mean? If you want to practice.
Right.
Look, we've had that conversation. My daughters play volleyball. And there's been a few times where, you know, they're like, no, you didn't deserve it. Have you been out on the court the last month? No.
Hate
to break it to you, but there's girls out on the court every day.
Practicing, working hard.
You want to do it? Do it. Don't complain. Don't complain.
That's right. Don't complain.
Yeah.
Let me, one more quick thing, and then I want to do some game show. I figure we'll do a fun holiday, little wrap up of the holiday show here. We'll do some true false and which is the true headline. But this I actually find somewhat humorous because, of course, I don't live in Amherst, so it's more humorous than but we have a business there.
We got
which will be affected. We own a building there.
Taxes on our building are a lot more than taxes on our house. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah. But it's amazing that, you know, again, it's as if, like, you don't know what the consequences are going to be, right?
Yeah.
Democrats came out and reelected Mark Poloncarz, and they reelected a liberal Amherst board and supervisor.
Brian Culpa. Okay? Was that Brian
Culpa? Yeah, Brian Culpa and Supervisor Amherst. Mm-hmm. Within 1 week, Amherst comes out and says, oh, by the way, we are going to increase your taxes by 11%.
Yeah.
And in the same week, what's his name? Kevin Hardwick, the controller of Erie County, comes out and goes, well, looks like we're going to be out of money by January 4th of next year. I don't know. I didn't see this before the election, but now it looks pretty bad.
The best part about it is, the week before, literally the week before, Amherst was great, and Erie County had more money than God.
Rock solid. Poloncarz has done a great thing with the budget, and then a week later, it's like, oh, that budget.
Yeah,
we were a little bit off.
Yeah, it looks
looks pretty bad.
Here's the problem. You've got the stock market at an all-time high. Well, the dollar at an all-time high, right? NASDAQ's still battling back. There's indexes that are still up. But still, I mean, things are not that bad. Meaning, have they been great? No. Price of milk and cookies has gone up. Price of fuel has gone up. I understand that. But you're not talking about 08, 09 recession levels where you could say, hey, look at everything contracted. People are defaulting on their homes. It's just the opposite, by the way. You've got a housing shortage right now. So there are very few houses on the tax bill that are waiting to be collected on, right?
Well, to be fair, though, they now have a whole new class of poverty-stricken immigrants that are here that they now have to support. I mean, that's the truth, right? They're going to bring in the Amherst thousands of immigrants.
But that
just
started.
You got a couple hundred. That's just started.
That problem's 5 years from now, Glenn. That just started. That's a little bit.
But that's where they're going with it. You're gonna see property taxes have to double.
Oh, sure.
I mean, wait till they have to go to school. Wait till these kids are in the school district. Wait till they can't. Wait till you have 18 different languages in Amherst High School.
Safe spaces are going to need. Come on.
Absolutely, it's going to be rough. You're going to need a lot more than 11%. But yeah, everything was great. The end of October. First couple days of November, and then oh my gosh, by the second week of November, apparently things had just took an amazing sharp turn for the worse.
Nobody saw it.
Now Amherst, nobody saw it coming.
No.
Nobody saw it.
No.
Idiots. Mm-mm. Unreal. Mm-mm. All right, let's do some game show. Want to do that for the last we'll do some game show, 10 minutes or so? We'll wrap this up.
Yeah, and we can maybe even move game show into, we'll save some of it for Saturday as well.
Oh, absolutely. I got a bunch for Saturday, for sure. So let's start this up here, and we'll get this going here. Let's see. I got to get the right music, of course. There we go. Got to get the right music. All right, Mike, we're going to play a little true-false. Okay, you're going to be the contestant today. I'm going to give you I'm going to read you a headline. And you're going to tell me if it is a fake headline or a real headline.
Okay.
All right. This is the first one. 1 in 5 mail-in voters admit they committed voter fraud in the 2020 election.
There's no way that could happen. That's got to be false.
That is true.
Oh, darn it.
No. In a recent poll conducted.
Is this New York or is
five.
This, nationwide?
Nationwide. It's a nationwide poll. Yeah, nationwide poll.
Nationwide. 1 in 5. Okay.
1 in 5. Yep. 1 in 5. All right, let's see here. Let's go. Here we go.
There's no way. But I've watched CNN. There's no way. That can't happen. There's no way. No.
No. All right, here's another one. Boston mayor, I'm sure you've heard, she had a holiday party excluded whites, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Why wouldn't you?
But did you also know that the Boston mayor hired a bouncer to actually check skin color outside of the entrance to that holiday party? That true or false?
I guess I'm going to have to say true.
That is false, actually. That's a Babylon Bee headline. You are batting zero at this point.
Well, I'll tell you why. Let me tell you why it's false, because the news got a hold of the story. Had the news gotten a hold of that story after, we would have found out that, yes, they were checking skin color at the door.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
I wonder how you all do that, though. Like, my daughter – so I have black relatives, and they've had children, and their children are lighter than my children. So who gets in there?
Yeah,
does my Allie, who's got darker color skin, like a little bit darker, like does she get in? And I don't know. I mean, do you have to bring a card? I swear. Know.
It's the same as the reparations. I'm not sure who's going to decide and how that works.
Allie just looks at the door straightforward, like yep, I'm coming in.
I'm in. That's me. Yeah, she gets right in for sure. Absolutely.
Nope, not
it's usually during sw- swim season, he's in too. No question about it.
Yeah, that's right.
During swim season, oh my God, he's out in the pool every single day. Like, yeah.
He's dark. Yeah, and my poor relatives who are 50% black aren't going to be able to get in. That's a son of a pup right there.
Son of a gun. That's right. That's a son of a pup. All right, here's another one. You've heard of the life alert system, right? So the Canadians now have their own life alert system, and when you press it, they just euthanize you. When you hit the button, that's it. So, boom. True or false?
I hope that's false.
That's false. That is false.
I had fun
but
with the first two.
I would not be surprised.
I had fun with the first two, but that one's like, all right, I hope that's false.
In all fairness, they had a lady who literally called and was applying for a mobility chair to go up and down her stairs. Right? Yeah. She had trouble walking her stairs. She had bad knees.
Yeah.
They sent her a pamphlet on euthanasia, literally. They said, well, you might want to consider talking to a doctor about killing yourself.
Like, yeah, it's not going good.
I can't get up the stairs. I can buy a ranch. If it's between, an automatic chair or killing myself, I'll just buy the ranch.
Yeah.
I'll buy the ranch house. I won't have stairs.
No, you should really rethink crazy. This. You should really the next time if we play it on Saturday, we should talk about the button actually clears out your bank account. Because that one's real believable, right? Especially in Canada.
Here's another one for you. Illegal immigrants are paying to be robbed at gunpoint in order to get visas.
I would say true.
Illegal immigrants are paying to be robbed at gunpoint in order to get visas.
The fact that
Is that true or false?
Now, this one I really have to think through. Like, the first two I was fooling around. I'm going to go on a limb and say true.
It is true.
Yes.
You got one right. Yes. New York men Rambai Patel and Balwinger Singh, as the real names, have been arrested and charged in federal court for running a robbery for visa scheme.
Mm.
Patel and Singh. Well, I'm going to explain this.
You get robbed, Mike.
It's funny. Patel and Singh committed 8 armed robberies of mini marts and liquor stores this year, but after reviewing the robberies, authorities thought they were odd. In all of the 8 cases, there was an illegal immigrant present, either working as a clerk or in the store. In 7 of the 8 cases, the immigrants applied for a U visa. United States Citizen and Immigration Service visa is a special visa that is given to illegal undocumented immigrants who are helpful to law enforcement when a crime is committed. Wow. There you go. So they found a loophole in the law to basically be robbed at gunpoint and then allegedly help law enforcement, and then they apply for that visa that goes with it.
I'd be curious to sort of think this thing through, though. How did they help law enforcement if the people kept robbing? Did the illegals that were robbing, went through the normal court system now?
Helped them and they probably cooperated with police. They got caught eventually, I guess.
Cooperated, but not enough to catch them, I guess.
Think about that. That was kind of a bad plan for the illegal immigrants. So let me just run this. I mean, if you've got this kind of mentality, start a business, man.
In New York or California, that's not a bad deal. You're not going to jail, right?
That's true. So I guess that's the gamble you're taking, because if you're the illegal immigrant, you're going to the scam saying, listen, here's the deal. Yeah. You pay me, I'll rob you. Right. Then you help them find me.
Right.
And you'll be able to apply for the visa for helping law enforcement find the criminals.
And I'll be out on cashless bail the same day, and we'll do it all over again.
7 times, 8 times.
Yeah. Never work in Florida, by the way. Not going to work in Florida. Not going to work in the state of Florida.
Unreal.
But that seems realistic in the state of New York or California at this point. Yeah.
All right. One more here, and then we'll wrap up.
New York, by the way, working on reparations now. So we will be paying
that
people.
That is unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
I don't know whatever happened in California. I know they approved some of it, but there's no
they
money
They approved
left,
it, but they had no money. Well, they approved it, and there was no money for it.
But
so
that never seemed
like,
to stop them, though. No money ever seems to stop them. Like, it just like, borrow more. We'll figure out a way to float a municipal bond.
For sure. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll float something. All right, here's the last one, Mike. This is one headline here. Mark Zuckerberg is building a $100 million compound in Hawaii with a blast-resistant bunker.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I did see that. Yeah,
that is true.
I said, I had fun with the first two, but the rest of the game I really did try to play. And I think I came up on top, 3-3-2. The bunker. What does he know, by the way, that we don't know?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Number two,
seriously.
Isn't it so funny how, Hawaii burns and then they go buy it? Like, it's just so weird how that works.
It's just amazing. Yeah,
nobody,
it's just amazing.
Nobody stopped it. Nobody seemed to help get involved.
In fact, just the opposite. The Democrats that were in control of releasing the water turned it off.
Turned it off.
Right? Just amazing how that works. So nobody could actually put the fires out. Crazy. Yeah, just unreal. I mean, how sad that is. Meanwhile, you know, multi-billionaire Oprah is out there begging people that are working, you know, 9 to 5 trying to put food on their table for money.
To help.
Please send money to Hawaii. You could build the whole thing. Right. So what's happened in Hawaii is Oprah's buying estates. Zuckerberg now is a $1 million estate. They're moving native people off of their land to acquire the land, right?
Yep.
These are all-inclusive liberals, right? Mark Zuckerberg already has a compound in San Francisco, right? Bought all the homes, kicked everybody out. Housing shortage, people on the streets. He could house hundreds of people, doesn't do it. Bill Gates could house hundreds of people, doesn't do it.
They could actually make a big splash with that, right? I mean,
sure.
not saying that it would work, right? But a guy like Zuckerberg, if he really opened his mouth and you know, did what he preached, he could easily say, here's $1 billion. We're going to commit it to San Francisco first. I'm going to build these residents, and we're going to push these people in to try to get them the help, right? Is it going to help? Is it going to work? Who knows? But that would be a big splash thing. Like, to be honest with you, I'd have a lot of respect for somebody like that, right? You come in and say, all right, look at Los Angeles. I've made my money here in California. Skid Row is here. We're going to take Skid Row, and I'm going to take $1 billion of my own money, and I'm going to clean that up. And I'm going to get these folks the help they need. But not one of their dollars is not ever committed to big splash stuff like that, right?
No.
Never.
In fact, there's no mental hospitals that are named after Zuckerberg.
None.
There's no children's hospitals that I know of named after Zuckerberg.
None.
Now, meanwhile, you know, conservative people like, I can't remember his name, the guy who was in New York that we chased down to Florida. And now he
Golisano.
Built a Golisano, great guy, right? Golisano. Funded and built a children's hospital in Florida after being chased out of New York, right?
Yep.
These are people that are philanthropists that are typically on the right or conservative. I wouldn't say he's even a right Republican. He's more conservative, right?
Right.
But people that are putting their money where their mouth is, right? What's Obama building? A library to himself, right?
Right.
What do these people build? What is Obama? Yep. Where is the hospital named after Obama? What has Obama donated to what, right? He's donated to his own mansion on Nantucket.
That's right. The only thing they'll donate is
Martha's
your
Vineyard,
money.
Whatever it is.
An Obama will figure out how to get involved
in
some tax grant or something like that, right? You know, oh, here, Fauci, here's another $5 billion so you could study coronaviruses without any of the safety measures in place in Boston.
Have fun. Exactly. Let's wrap up with this, and this is the last thing I want to play. This is actually a video here. This is the most conservative, most common sense senator in the Senate now, and I'm shocked to actually have said this, but I'm saying it.
Is this Fetterman?
Yes.
It's
unbelievable.
I know what happened.
It's like hit after hit. I mean, maybe they all need a lobotomy. I mean, he's more conservative than Bitch McCommunist.
The stroke seemed to come out on the other side, a different man.
I'm telling you what, this guy makes more sense than any of them, except for Rand Paul.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit from the leading senator in the Senate.
Right.
I'm standing on the roof of my home right here in Braddock, Pennsylvania, right across the street from the Edgar Thompson plant. And I just have to say, it's absolutely outrageous that they have sold themselves to a foreign nation and a company. Can't do that. Steel is always about security as well, too. And I am committed to doing anything I can do from using my platform or my position in order to block this. And I'm going to fight for the steel workers and their union way of life here as well, too. And we cannot ever allow them to be screwed over or left behind.
So what's happening is U.S. Steel is being sold to China, basically.
That's right. That's smart.
I don't know who needs to hear this. China is not our friend.
It
doesn't mean that Chinese people are bad.
Right.
It doesn't mean we don't like Chinese people. The Chinese country is run by a communist dictator
that will lie to
that
you?
Is engaging in a genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs, as well as jailing dissidents, and it kills people at will. This is how it works. In China.
Yeah.
It's a communist country. Hello,
we have
our friends.
We have zero opportunity, by the way, to buy anything in China.
No, of course.
Zero.
We can't even buy land in Canada, for God's sakes. You can't even buy a cottage on Crystal Beach.
No, zero. If the Chinese, they don't come up with anything, right? They're not allowed to think and invent, right?
No.
That's what makes the U.S. so great. So what they do is they just let us do the stuff, and then they buy it from us, and then now it's theirs, right? Shame on any U.S. company like U.S. Steel to be able to do that.
Shame on our country for allowing it to happen.
100%.
I mean, you know, Clinton sold 20% of our uranium to Russia. I thought they were our enemy. It was, oh my God, Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Just prior to Trump, we were giving Russia all kinds of things, right? In fact, Russia was paying the Clintons for speeches. Wouldn't you know, right?
Right.
But that's,
right.
Oh, that was when Putin was good, I guess,
right?
Yeah,
no, that's right.
I mean,
that's people are nuts. That's before he wanted to, because he was so intimidated by the Clintons that he wanted Trump to win.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, he wanted Trump to win.
That made so much sense.
Yeah, he's paying you for speeches and things like that, right?
That made a ton of sense.
Unreal.
We'll wrap it up.
It'd be nice if, you know, bitch McCommunists, maybe some of the other, you know, Republican senators, but, you know, take the lead of Fetterman and maybe back this guy. Maybe this is the opportunity to reach across the aisle and do some things in a bipartisan way together that is better for America, right?
Yeah,
We're all Americans, right? America first. What party you're in?
Fetterman and Trump would agree with that. 100% together, right? They would say, let's make sure that we're not giving our steel industry to the Chinese, right?
Well, maybe he'll be the running mate.
The very Chinese that will look you straight in the eye and lie to you and do whatever they have to do to take you over.
Could you imagine? He picks Fetterman as his VP.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be funny.
I'll tell you what, though. Again, anyone in Congress outside of Rand Paul right now, this guy's had a number of things he said recently that all make sense. Whether it's supporting Israel or supporting U.S. companies
or
supporting America.
Just
common sense. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll wrap it up with that. So positive note for Christmas. Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope everybody has a happy and prosperous New Year. We will be back on the podcast next Wednesday, of course. We'll be doing it as well, so don't miss that. If you haven't already, download our app. Click on notifications. You won't miss anything. We got a radio show coming up this weekend. I mentioned the interviews earlier. I want to just wrap up with this. Mike Sparazza went down to the TPUSA conference along with some of our marketing team. And between Ann and Carly, man, they got some great interviews and pumped out some amazing content. So check out the Financial Guys app. You can go to our websites for that information. But the Financial Guys app, you can launch from there to our websites, financialguysmedia.com, thefinancialguys.com for the business side. But you'll find all of these interviews available there. MyPillow, a guy was interviewed.
Dinesh D'Souza.
Dinesh D'Souza in a recent interview. I know he's got a couple of other real, real big ones that he interviewed when he was down in Arizona. I think it was Arizona this past week. So
it was Arizona, yep.
I won't reveal any more of them. You'll have to go and listen for yourself. But download the app in the App Store.
And I think Saturday we'll play a little bit of that on the radio as well. So
Great. I mean, he's just done an amazing job with some amazing people. So really, really cool stuff. And again, download the Financial Guys app, available in the App Store, Google Store, or you can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, or financialguysmedia.com, and I believe you can find our app there. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow here on the Financial Guys Media Network.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.